حي على الفلاح.
Now, with the beast, which in Arabic is a dabba, okay? Now, a dabba basically refers to any living, moving creature, like from animals. So a dabba here would be anything that walks or slithers or moves, right? And there are a number of things about the dabba. Like I said, it's one of the ones that were not completely or in full detail, but there are also some weak narrations we want to get out of the way. Some people said the beast is a symbol of the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Okay, we'll get that one out of the way. Weak narrations. These are descriptions based on weak narrations. And mind you, these are different narrations. It's not saying this is the description of one animal. It has all these descriptions in it. But some describe that it has feathers, and they're all weird. Feathers, a beard, the eyes of the pig, the neck of the ostrich, the color of the tiger, the chest of the lion, the head of the ox, the ear of the elephant, the back of the cat. How do you even come up with that? What's the back of the cat? The tail of the sheep, and it has with it the staff of Musa alayhi salam and the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam. We said these were all weak narrations, and I'm not saying they're claiming that it has the neck of the ostrich and the lion and the color of the tiger at the same time. But different narrations describing that. But they're all weak. What do we know? That it is an actual beast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. فَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and when the word is fulfilled against them, we'll bring out from the earth a beast which will speak to them, because mankind believed not. They had no certainty in our ayat. So what is it? It's an actual beast. It will emerge from the earth. Some said that it is the she-camel of Salih. Why? Because there's a hadith that mentions targhu. This is the sound the camel makes. That's the name of the sound the camel makes. So this hadith said that it makes that sound the camel makes. But the problem is this hadith, it has a narrator that is matruk, that yani, they reject his narration. So we can't use that. And why would it be the beast, the she-camel of Salih, right? Some said it is a snake or a serpent that protects the treasures of the Kaaba. Again, the question becomes, what treasures of this Kaaba and why is the snake protecting them? Then others said it's the jassasa, the one that was spying for the Dajjal. Yani, what does that mean? So after the Dajjal was killed, the jassasa was out of a job, needed somewhere, put an application, found that there is a space available to work as the beast. Come on, it's not, and we have no evidence. Some said the dabba is a man that debates people. First of all, never ever in the history of the Arabic language can you refer to a human being as a dabba, ever. So that's the first thing. The second thing, when you take a major sign before the Day of Judgment and you say it's just a man who argues with others, debates with others, then you took a major sign before the Day of Judgment and you made it a regular brother found in every masjid in every community. A guy who walks around debating. And I know every community has that guy. So what's the use here? The 12 verse, the Ithna Ashriya, the 12 verse is an extreme sect of the Shia. They said the Dabba is Ali, radiallahu anhu. Poor Ali. They said he's a Dabba. They said he's Allah, astaghfirullah. They said he's the Mahdi. Anyways, others said, and these are the fancy ones, yallah. The fancy Muslims who think they can make everything look, yani, put everything in the perspective of our current world and ukaman science. They're the most unscientific on the planet, and they always try to make things look scientific. So they said, no, the dabba is a germ. Okay, the germ. طيب Allah عز وجل said, أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم, speaks to them. What germ speaks to you? They said, no, it's just a germ that it labels people's faces. Besides the rules of basic logic that they're breaking, we mentioned that, they're breaking the rule that if you say this is the sign, it has to match all the descriptions. Forget the germ. It's not even worth refuting. But let's look at some other things here. So, when will it emerge? The Prophet ﷺ described that it will emerge the time of Duha, so the forenoon. And it will immediately be followed by the or preceded. Prophet in the hadith indicated that he didn't know which one comes before the other. Either the sun rising from the west or the beast emerging from the earth. The Prophet said in the hadith, whichever occurs first, the other will soon follow. So it either comes, the dabba either comes immediately after the sun rises from the west or right before the sun rises from the west. Where will it emerge? A number of opinions. Some said the Mount of Safa in Mecca, Jabal al-Safa in Mecca. Others said from underneath the Kaaba. Others said from, you know, villages in the area. Others said just somewhere from the desert. The point is there is no authentic narration, so only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. In Mujma' al-Zawaid, Abu Umama al-Bahili, he, radiallahu anhu, narrates, the Prophet said, the beast will emerge and mark some people on their noses, marks, brands people on their noses. And these people will mix with you. A man will buy a camel. So this would be a known event that the beast came and it marked believers and it marked people as disbelievers. Just to show you how well it's known, a man will come to buy a camel and will be asked, who did you buy it from? And he will reply, I bought it from one of the marked ones. So it will mark certain people then as disbelievers, and it will be so known, this event, that they will refer to them as the marked ones. So the guy will say, yeah, I got it from one of the marked people. Something that was known that will happen and affect a lot of people. Okay, now we've got the sun rising from the west.